King County is getting a new 5-acre park. It will serve an urban area where residents currently have to travel at least 2 miles to get to open space. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to the site in unincorporated North Highline east of White Center to check it out.
Standing in a small clearing at the top of a forested ravine, Daniel Sorensen with King County's Noxious Weed Program looks up at a huge black cottonwood that he estimates might be about 70 years old. It's raining, but he's not bothered. He's the kind of guy who likes to speak for the trees.
This thing to us, finally. What took you so long?
It's been choked by ivy. Behind it, towering knotweed fills the forest floor, along with blackberries and several other invasive species. But Sorensen points out stands of lush sword ferns and other native shrubs. These will be showcased as invasives are taken out and evergreen trees are planted, a footbridge is put in, and an accessible trail system installed.
This site has good bones, but we have to deal with all this ivy first.
And they have to get rid of trash. Old tires, plastic containers, and tarps from an encampment litter the stream banks at the bottom of the ravine.
A month ago, we couldn't have walked on this trail without stepping over mattresses, TVs, bicycles, garbage. The crew took out I don't know how many tons of garbage the first go-round.
Project manager David Kimmett says they're making good progress in a neighborhood where open space is really lacking. This undeveloped parcel in a high-density urban area is a gift.
This just became an incredible opportunity to meet the goals of our conservation initiative, particularly our urban and our equity component of that initiative.
The neighborhood qualified for a new match waiver program, so all acquisition costs were covered by the county. The park will use community volunteers and school kids to help restore the forest. It's on track to be open to the public late summer or early fall of next year. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.